Jules with you. Good morning.
You know, I am a big Harry Potter fan.
You're wearing a Gryffindor t-shirt as we speak.
Yes, I am. For the occasion, I know you're a big Harry Potter fan.
Woohoo! Hufflepuff!
And we are very lucky to have in Ballarat today Hannah Fredrickson, who is going to be at Collins Bookstore. Of course, it's all very Harry Potter themed there at the moment. And Hannah plays Moaning Myrtle and Lily Potter in Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. And we're lucky enough to have her online this morning. Good morning, Hannah. How are you?
Good morning. I'm a Ravenclaw, so a Hufflepuff represent, but I'm a Ravenclaw.
Ravenclaw. There's three different houses in the building.
That's all right.
Oh, it's a battle.
It's a battle. Look, as long as there's no Slytherin, we're all pretty happy,
That's true.
Yes, exactly right. Now, Hannah, we were just talking off air. You said that you've actually been in the show since late 2019, just before the pandemic. What did you do when the world shut down? Because obviously there were no stage shows.
I know that it was really tough, very, very tough. I did a lot of reading, a lot of walking my dog, and a lot of wishing I could be back at work. So yeah. I feel very lucky to be back doing the show now, that's for sure.
And Hannah, being in the show for so long, you're obviously a Potter fan before being in the stage performance?
I'm a major Potter fan. So I grew up reading the books and getting to be a part of the show now and sort of obviously see people of all ages, including people who are my age who are bringing their kids to introduce them to Potter for the first time. It's really lovely and full circle, so pretty special.
I do love that. And now, obviously, the show has gone from being a mega two-part series to one jam-packed combined one. How have you found the change?
It's amazing. It actually means we're seeing a lot more families and a lot more kids because it's condensed into one part now. It means that you can see it in one sitting rather than the two, which makes it more accessible for people and also just means it's really jam-packed. So nothing that people loved about the two-part version is gone. There's some new things in there now too, but it's just a very intense, more magic per minute one-part version.
Beautiful.
And you know what, to be honest, if you have seen it, the magic is out of this world, you know, because you know it's obviously theatrics, but you're watching it like, oh my God, magic is real.
It's true.
How are they doing that? I don't know how that person is doing that. It's so well done.
Yeah, it's amazing. We do hear sometimes you'll go out just after a scene and you can hear the audience still talking, or someone will accidentally, just without filtering themselves, just yell out, how?
Yeah.
How?
Hannah, you're coming down to Ballarat today for a special event happening at Collins Booksellers store here in Ballarat. What's happening at Collins?
We'll be coming down to do a bit of a reading from the Philosopher's Stone. So it's the 25-year anniversary of the book coming out, which is amazing. So we'll be doing a bit of a read from that, and we'll also be meeting some of the fans down there. So I'm really excited.
What time's that happening, Hannah?
We'll be down there at about 2 p.m.
2 p.m.
So I can't wait.
Unreal.
And, of course, Collins Bookstore are doing the Harry Potter scavenger hunt as well, just in time for the school holidays. So if you would like to head down there, perfect opportunity. Hannah, we can't wait to have you in town and we'll hopefully see you on stage again soon. Jack and I think we've got a book in to go see Harry Potter and Cursed Child, the
definitely,
new one.
Definitely.
Yeah,
you must.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you so much for chatting with us, Hannah.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day.